My next guest and I wasted no time jumping into current events and their role in the coming Great Awakening, as well as the purpose of the scare event. We delve into various topics from timelines and time travel to the role of the Palladians and their partnership in helping humanity break free from the malevolent overlords who have kept us in this slave simulation for far too long. So sit tight as we step into the coming golden age and learn more about these fascinating subjects and gain a deeper understanding of humanity from the author of Our Cosmic Origins. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ishmael Perez.
Hello and welcome to Biding My Time, the podcast where nothing is off limits except free speech. Get ready to second guess, well, your entire life. Your host, Chris McNally, along with expert guests from around the world, dig deep into life's most important questions, explore its vast mysteries, and rip apart the mainstream narratives. Red pill, blue pill, down the rabbit hole we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are watching Biding My Time. I am your host, Chris McNally, and today we're with Ishmael Perez. Ishmael, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Chris. Thank you for having me here.
Man, I am so excited because you are someone that I have watched and listened to. We align in so many aspects of life. You have had a pretty wild tenure when it comes to who you are and your place here on Earth. Fill everybody in on your own journey, where you are, what's happening in the world. I'm all ears.
All right. So my name is Ishmael Perez. I am the author of Our Cosmic Origin, which is the bestseller on Amazon in terms of ancient knowledge and controversial information. And I've been receiving information from higher dimensional forces. What I am is I consider myself an awakened starseed. So I have a Lyran counterpart that is operating as Lyran commander in charge of the Lyran fleets. And so I also operate from the Earth in a third dimensional avatar. So what I do is I downstream information from my higher self, and then I do the research to back it up. But my journey started off as a kid. You know, I've always felt I was different. I didn't quite fit in. However, I knew I wasn't alone. I knew that there were others out there like me that were, you know, extraterrestrials that decided to take the call and come into human form. So they call it the starseed mission. And the first pioneer to open up that concept was, of course, Dolores Cannon. And, you know, many have since then, you know, I believe that many of the starseeds have been kind of in the closet due to the fact that it's been very hard for us to adapt to the human condition. But I think that now a lot of them are starting to come forward. And so I came forward as of, I guess, like a year ago. That's when I made my appearance, but I didn't really hit the limelight until maybe about 6 months ago after my interview with Nicholas Veniami. And, you know, that really just opened me up to a larger scale of people. And so I wrote this book that ties in the events that are taking place here with the, you know, with the war against good and evil, which is ultimately a war against the inorganic machinery, an interdimensional force that actually penetrated our universe long ago and has been a force that has been wrecking and destroying many galaxies throughout the multiverse, not only within our universe, but other universes. And so in my book, what I do is I first give a detailed explanation of the cosmic and galactic connection to what's unfolding on the Earth at this time. Many people are only aware of the deep state, but they fail to understand that even the deep state themselves are controlled by an off-world group known as the Reptilians, who hail from the solar system of Draco. And that's what some people would call them, the Draconians. And, you know, when we associate communism, fascism, totalitarianism, we call it draconian, right? It's the same, you know, terminology to describe a system of absolute power and control. But bear in mind that this Draconian force, or these reptilians from Alpha Draconis, have been trying to do to the galaxy what the deep state has been doing here to the Earth, and that is to create a galactic takeover of all the different specimens out there in the galaxy. But luckily, due to the Galactic Alliance and what used to be called the Galactic Federation of Free Worlds, before it was infiltrated by the negative Anunnaki Enki, who was the one who enslaved us, you know, we have been at war. We have been When I say we, as I'm talking about the galactic humans out there. I'm talking about the Lyra, you know, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans. I mean, there's so many. There's over 300,000 different star nations that represent the Galactic Alliance. And, you know, for millions of years, we have been fighting this war against the reptilians of Orion. And so we finally contained it. As of like maybe a year ago, we put an end to the war due to the fact that the Galactic Alliance did initiate a project super. It's called Project Rainbow Guardians, which is the super soldier programs that were initiated by the U.S. Navy back in the 50s in order to combat what the negative regressives were doing when they struck their core with the Nazis. Yeah, in fact, you know, most people would feel weird when I say, but yeah, even though Hitler lost the war here in the surface world, technically he actually won the war because later through Project Paperclip, you know, the Nazis took over our government. And those are the ones that created the three-letter alphabet agency, the pharmaceutical companies, the educational system. It's all controlled by these neo-Nazi cons. You know, in fact, every president, except for the exception, of course, of those presidents that were, almost murdered, with the last one being, you know, Mr. T, before him, of course, Nixon, who was actually forced to step down by these Nazis. And then of course, what's his name? Eisenhower had no choice. By then, you know, he was already briefed that the U.S. government had already been breached and taken over by this alien force and this Nazi, you know, in collaboration with these Nazis. And so, you know, the whole point is to reveal the truth of what's really happening, you know, so that people on the earth could actually wake up to the bigger picture. Because the rabbit hole, my friend, goes deeper than just, you know, finding out about these deep staters, finding out about, you know, all the celebrities and these politicians that we entrusted in positions of power. And both, you know, the left and the right were compromised. And that's why Mr. T came in as a wild card back in 2016 to, you know, throw a wrench, a monkey wrench in the New World Order globalist agenda. Because if the witch Clinton, I don't want to say her name, starts with an H, if she would have won, she would have totally dissolved the U.S. Constitution and merged us into the North American Union, which is something that Brandon just did, by the way. Brandon just totally switched our constitution over to the North American Union. And then ultimately, that would have merged us with the European Union, NATO, and then that would have been the end of the Constitutional Republic and the end of all national sovereignties across the entire planet. So yeah, Mr. T was definitely instrumental in the in preventing the globalist takeover of our planet. And so in my book, Our Cosmic Origin, guys, I give you guys the bigger picture, the galactic history of the Earth, the suppressed history, the history that has never been taught in schools, of course. But it also ties in cosmic information. I reveal the seven super universes, which is information that has been confirmed by another valuable piece of a resource that was restored to the Earth back in the 50s called the Urantia paper. So what I do in my book is I tie it in very well with, you know, the concept of the multiverse, the organization of cosmos, Earth's place in the multiverse. And then, of course, I piece it in with ancient metaphysical knowledge as it now integrates with cutting edge science through quantum physics. And then, of course, revealing the galactic history of the Earth. So it's like a if you really want to fall deep into the rabbit hole, I would order my book, Our Cosmic Origin.
I love it, man. You're speaking my language. I actually did a podcast last night, and I'm trying to introduce my audience to what you're speaking on in a very manageable, digestible way. And so I brought up whether it's J.R. Tolkien or C.S. Lewis and the book The Magician's Nephew. He talks about these different pools in the woods between the worlds and letting people understand that this isn't what we think it is. And we as humans are spiritual beings and that we are so much bigger and our purpose is so much greater than we've been told. And all of this is becoming wildly visible and aware, even to those who don't want to accept it, who are white knuckling their, you know, core beliefs and their current realities. So thank you so much for even just these little snippets. I'm pumped up right now. What else can you tell us about what you're learning, what you're seeing, where all of this is going? Because like you said, there is a big picture and ultimately it is good and it serves us.
Okay, so obviously there is an intelligent, a universal architect, an intelligent designer. And even though We are living in a third dimensional hologram proven through quantum physics. See, the more people study quantum physics, the more we come to the realization that even this reality is a simulation. But it is a living simulation. It is a projection from the mind of a cosmic being that is overseeing and orchestrating everything. So ultimately, because of that, evil does have a, you know, a purpose, but then it comes a time where evil is nipped and it goes back to balance. It goes back to light. And so as I speak right now, you know, things are heading to a climax between the deep state and the Earth Alliance. Many have called them the White Hats. But, you know, the White Hats are also collaborating with the positive extraterrestrials that are working with the Galactic Alliance. And then, of course, like I mentioned, our super soldiers have been the ones that have recently, within the last few years, cleaning house across the Milky Way. Because the Galactic War in the Milky Way was won by the Galactic Federation during the times of Atlantis, when they quarantined our planet, when Enki through Marduk, the god of Babylon, Baal, took over the affairs of our planet. They also took over Nibiru. The Galactic Federation narrowed the battle down to this just this solar system. But then what ended up happening was the reptilians of Orion with the Naboo, the Greys, and the Zetas time travel into our present around 1930 to negotiate a plan with Hitler to then go back in time and re-win the war against the Federation through Project Omega, which was the result of the Nazis establishing a contract with the negatives of Orion. And through Project Omega, they did advance some of the German super soldiers by merging them with artificial intelligence. So yeah, so the concept of the cyborg came into existence when they struck that deal with the Nazis. So these German cyborgs, you know, went back in time, back into, you know, 12,000 years ago to re-win the war against the Federation. And then that's when the Federation themselves traveled in time, popped in the 50s, and then did the same through Project Rainbow Rescue Mission, which initiated the super soldier programs. And then without integrating with technology, only by the enhancement of our genetics were they able to go back in time and re-win the war against these German cyborgs. So, I mean, you know, the war in the galaxy has been going on and off, you know. So technically, we could say that a lot of these galactic wars were namely associated within the Orion system or constellation and outside of the Orion system. And so, you know, Orion has been a huge galactic Battlestar Galactica for millions of years, my friend. But, you know, eventually these galactic wars did reach a large scale of solar systems. And something that that they told me is that the forces of light, in order to prevent a full-out destruction of many of the solar systems within the galaxy, was that they were able to narrow the battle down during the Atlantean times. But then again, you know, through Project Omega, which is, you know, the real name of these dark fleets, you know, it's called the Omega fleets. You know, that's what they're called, the Omega fleets. And the Omega fleets, unfortunately, were also able to go into other galaxies of another universe wearing their Nazi flag. And in the name of, you know, this AI god that they all serve, they were just conquering and ravaging world after world. But through the super soldier programs, again, you know, we were able to counteract that in return. So as I speak right now, there is a huge galactic and intergalactic house cleansing that has been taking place due to the fact that the super soldiers of the Earth have been, you know, very instrumental in taking back and winning against the Project Omega, what we called, you know, the Dark Fleet. And things are going well, you know. So now we're just waiting for the liberation of the Earth, pretty much, in a nutshell.
Yeah. I know that it's been, I've also heard and read and I've been asking, you know, a handful of different individuals like yourself what this looks like. And long story short, the timeline is that around 2025, the cleanup part will be done for certain. And that the mass awakening should start to take place between now and then. What do you know or perceive or have heard when it comes to humanity and what they're getting ready to expose? Because again, from what I've heard, if they did it all in one fell swoop, a lot of people wouldn't make it because they wouldn't be able to handle it.
Exactly. So it's going to start, I believe, this spring. You know, the first level of the first drops of intel is going to begin in the spring. which is going to expose the medicine, you know, the mark of the beast. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's now killing off many people, of course.
Unfortunately.
And then, of course, you know, Mr. F-A-U-C-C-I, right? I don't know if I spelled it right. I don't want to say his name.
No, I gotcha.
Okay. And then, of course, the big G-A-T-E-S. They're going to be exposed first. And then, of course, after they are exposed, then, of course, Brandon, who sits in the White House, and his son, you know, the laptop information, again, that's also going to be revealed. And then that's just going to set a chain of reactions of all the corruption, all the crimes against humanity that have been taking place by both the Republicans and the Democrats under the control of corporate America, who in turn is under the control of the international financiers. And so we're going to see a massive drop of intel this year. Many believe that this is the year of accountability. So unless the AI, of course, because ultimately we are fighting this ancient alien AI. So unless the AI decides to throw forth that plan, then we're probably looking at maybe disclosure in 2024. But the chances are that it's probably going to take place this year. Let's just hope for the best because, you know, humanity has had enough. You know, we are all under this deception. Every single person out there, you know, the normies and stuff, they have no clue that they've just been walking into the slaughterhouse without even knowing. It's almost like their critical thinking, cognitive abilities were shut sometime throughout their, you know, childhood programming, through the educational system, through religion, and so on and so forth.
What does this look like when it comes to the damage that's already been done to people with what you had just mentioned, with certain players in powerful positions in medicine, and then the control factor of, you know, from 2020 till, you know, early last year? What's that look like when it comes to potentially quantum and other remedies? Are these things going to be brought forth before it's too late?
Yes. Yeah. They are, the Earth Alliance, the White Hat's already... They're building, manufacturing these med beds, holographic regenerators, cosmic chambers, a lot of this technology that the Interplanetary Police Force inherited. And of course, now Space Force is in on it, where they're manufacturing this in large amounts. So when the disclosure takes place, they will quickly intervene and hopefully save as many people as possible, because it takes actually 4 to 5 years for the, you know, for the graphene OXIDE to really take over the people's bodies and to really just drop people in large numbers. And that was actually part of Agenda 2024, which was designed to kill off about 95% of the world population in order to usher in their NWO. But of course, thanks to the Earth Alliance and the White Hats, that is now being counteracted.
What can you or how can you explain a little bit more in detail? Because I come from Hollywood. I've been in entertainment my entire career. So I understand the predictive programming that's involved in that and their partnership or being co-opted with the CIA in 1953. If you looked at Marvel and watched any of their movies, they're literally telling us what's actually happening. And so what can you let people know when it comes to merged timelines, alternate realities, and how that's actually affected us in the last decade or so? Because whether it's from CERN or, you know, Operation Looking Glass or Project Looking Glass, there's so many different factions that have taken place to where I don't think people realize that there's been moments that we've all shifted.
Oh, absolutely. And even throughout the day, every second in time, based on where your vibrational frequency is at, you're constantly quantum shifting into parallel Earths, because there's an infinite number of parallel Earths. You know, the multiverse is very real. And again, I love Marvel because Marvel always tells the truth. And I've come to discover that Marvel is actually Earth Alliance.
That's really? Why I tell
you, you know, yeah, exactly. And so, yes, you know, the Mandela effect took place because of CERN. But thank God that the Earth Alliance was able to access time travel when John Trump, the uncle of Mr. T, was very close with Tesla. Before Tesla died, he did entrust him with the most secretive and the most powerful of all these, you know, quantum technologies, which was time travel. And so that explains why the Trumps have been time traveling ever since, by the way. So the Trumps are actually working with the positive ETs, with the Guardian Alliance. So they've already secured the positive timeline, by the way. You know, they've already secured the timeline where they squashed this deal, you know, NATO becomes dissolved, the UN, the pharmaceutical cartel, the World Economic Forum, you know, the World Health Organization all comes to be eliminated. And then in turn, it's going to be replaced by a system that is actually going to benefit everyone. You know, real cures through natural homeopathic medicine, real cures through advanced positive technologies. And so this new Star Trek world that everybody's been dreaming about is I would say it's just a few years away. It's definitely going to happen between our lifetime due to the fact that the Earth Alliance did secure the positive timeline.
I love that. You've hit on some things that are resonating with me. One, a good friend of mine, I've gotten to know him over the last year, Dylan Monroe. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, Deep State Mapping Project. He is the individual that actually created the Great Awakening map that most of us have seen. And if you were to talk to him, he told me straight up the Palladians helped him actually create it. Which is fascinating, but you hit on something there that they're trying to merge and create humanity's optimum timeline. And that's where we're heading. And you can, I'm not sure about others, but there was a shift that took place this fall right after the midterms where the atmosphere and the spirit on Earth changed. I believe a lot of people felt hopeless or doomed. And I believe that you're starting to see there is a real spirit of renaissance boiling up in people right now. Can you go into a little bit more detail on what people are feeling and maybe how to navigate that for those who aren't really certain on what's happening?
All right. So there's this thing called the 100 monkey syndrome, which means that once we get a certain percentage of the human race fully awakened, fully deprogrammed from, you know, from all the hypnotism, then it's going to cause a critical mass shift for everyone else because we do share a collective planetary mind hive. So as more and more people wake up, right, as more and more normies come to the realization that we have all been programmed and that there, you know, we've all been, involuntarily contributing to this, you know, corrupt system. Eventually, it's going to cause a critical mass shift for everybody else to wake up because we all share a collective mind hive via telepathy. So I believe that according to the prophecies, and this is backed by the original prophecies, that we will be hitting critical mass shift, which means that I think they did a study, you know, about the 100 monkey syndrome. I don't know if you ever heard about that. It's also called the Maharishi effect, where So the Maharishi effect, where once you get enough people thinking the same thing, right, then it automatically causes a huge mass shift for everybody else to get it, to get the concept, to get the understanding, to really realize what's been happening. So I think that that's coming, and I think that that's probably going to happen by the summer.
I would agree. One thing that I keep trying to encourage people is that we're getting ready to go into the dark night of the soul on this planet right now. And the reason behind that, and maybe you can correct me or elaborate on it, is it's a part of that 100 monkey syndrome. It is to, one, we've got to strip ourselves to the studs so that we can see what is actually happening, what has been happening to us, and to realize who we truly are. And so a lot of doomers out there would say that we're getting ready to go into the quote unquote apocalypse, which I don't agree with. I believe that we're getting ready to see certain events transpire that is going to allow people to move past the programming so that we can enter into a golden age.
Yeah, and that actually ties into the fact that there is going to be some sort of a bifurcation, a timeline switch.
Okay, okay.
The positive sending Earth and the negative, technocratic takeover of a different version of the Earth. So it's going to split. Right now, those two timelines are coexisting.
That I knew it. You're the first person that said that. I've told people we're living in two merged timelines. That pumps me up. So what does that look like for the alternate reality, the negative? What's going to take place with that? And what can people do to, you know, step in outside of it?
Well, they're going to go into the world where, you know, the world, the NWO takeover does happen, where they hand off our planet, they actually give our planet over to the AI, where the AI becomes dominant, where people no longer have free will, where people are actually connected through, you know, a mind hive connected to the Borg, which is already in place on that alternative to the Earth. Right now, they're coexisting, of course. And the reason I say they're coexisting, because we're still seeing the transhumanist agenda being pushed.
Yes.
We're still seeing Simi Valley, you know, Neuralink, all that stuff is coming out. But once the Ascension, right, which is going to be triggered by this event called the Solar Flash, those that are part of the positive sending timeline are going to not exist within that anymore. So all that AI, nanotech, all that cyborg, you know, trying to convert us to machines is going to not exist on the positive timeline. So this is also similar to the religious concept of the rapture or the harvest, right? The righteous and the just will go one way. They're going to inherit a new earth that is going to be a paradise, a physical paradise, while the wicked are going to be going into a different alternative. You know, all they say is that they're just going to be wiped out. But the truth of the matter is that the wicked are actually the billionaires, you know, the people that are standing in line to become cyborgs, because they all want to be immortal, but they don't want to do the work. They don't understand about how the immortal gene is already intact within our dormant DNA. Right. So what they're doing is they're bypassing their spiritual work in order to become immortal through technology. And so that's going to be going into a different timeline. Yeah.
Does that also correlate to what people put in their bodies over the last 2 years when it comes to transhumanism and what the graphene ultimately is trying to do? Because again, from what I've read, some of this will work on certain types of bloodlines and peoples, while others we're seeing it will not, and their body reacts negatively to it. And this is where we're seeing people pass. Is that accurate, or is there more detail to that?
No, that is very accurate. Yeah, the reason being working on some people is because some people have already assembled three to four strands of DNA, and that's only affecting the two strands of DNA, the carbon-based DNA. So as I speak right now, there is a genetic mutation that is happening due to the emergence of our solar system into the photon band, which is actually activating our dormant DNA. So technically, we have 12 strands. The other 10 have been disconnected for about a few thousand years. And from what I understand is they're actually coming back on. And when they do, we're going to go from this, you know, carbon-based limited type of mortal body into a body that is going to live for thousands of years. And then with that comes telekinesis, telepathy, and these amazing super abilities that we're all going to inherit as we go into the new earth.
I love it. Well, what is your encouragement to everyone right now as we close out when it comes to the coming months, and what can we expect over the next few years so that they can just prepare their souls and their spirits for the good that's ahead of us?
Yeah, stop supporting your local you know, grocery stores. Only support local farmers markets, you know, real organic food. Start treating your body like a temple, really, at this point. Do a lot of cleansing, take a lot of, you know, superfoods, eat healthy. And most importantly, stay connected to God, the higher power, whatever it is, through daily meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong, yoga. I don't care what you do, prayer. Just make sure that you take about 20 to 30 minutes a day to connect with that higher power, which is ultimately your higher self connected to the oneness of all that is. And so, you know, as long as you're doing this, the negative earth timeline, the negative timeline, is not going to affect you at all. You know, everything, what we experience has a lot to do with our frequency. So if you keep yourself in a high elevated frequency, you're only going to experience high elevated stuff, which means, you know, only positive things are going to come your way. So just bear in mind that we're constantly quantum shifting due to the state of your own vibrational frequency. So it's best to stay in a happy mood, have a peaceful mind, and most importantly, don't buy into the mass negative fear.
Hold on to your butts. Remember to hit like, subscribe, and share with like-minded people, or prank those who deserve it, as we grow this collective thought project. And for anyone offended by anything mentioned in this podcast, sucks to suck. We'll see you again.